The people of southern Sudan are getting ready to vote in a referendum on Sunday. The outcome could split Africa's largest nation in two. Some 4 million people are registered to vote on January 9th on whether southern Sudan should become independent or remain united with the north. Sudan's president, Omar al-Bashir, traveled to the southern capital of Juba this week, and he spoke warmly about welcoming a potentially independent south as a brotherly state. This despite the tensions that still exist after a long north-south civil war in Sudan. U.S. Senator John Kerry is in Khartoum in the run-up to the vote. He heads the Senate Foreign Relations Committee as chairman. Senator Kerry, Sudan's president, as you have heard because you're there, has been making some really conciliatory remarks to the southern Sudanese this week. Here's this leader who waged a brutal war against the south for decades. He's now making statements suggesting that the north and south could be brotherly states. What do you think? Is this posturing or is it for real?
Well, we're obviously hopeful that it's for real. There's been a lot of work put into this over the last couple of years to try to lead up to the next few days. Frankly, there's a lot of optimism that the president means what he says. But I think that the president has decided that his best course and the best course for the North is to work together with the South. They both need each other, frankly. I think they understand that. And the international community that has come together to help observe and to prepare for this, I think, has had a profound impact on their thinking.
When you say that both the North and South need each other, President Bashir, in the eyes of many Sudan analysts, is trying to get back into the good graces of the international community and the South because of Sudan's mounting debt. Somewhere around $38 billion is what it owes international lenders. Do you believe that President Bashir is trying to get back in good with the international financial institutions such as the World Bank and the IMF, and that's underlying his broad smiles and warm remarks now?
Actually, I think it's much broader than that. I think that the realization has sunk in that this referendum was going to either take place and there would be a secession and it would open up opportunities for this kind of action that you're seeing now, where there's sort of a joining of hands and an effort to try to bring people together and avoid a resumption, really, of the longest war in Africa's history, in which over 2 million people were killed. That's, you know, one road you can go, during which time they invite more sanctions, greater scorn and isolation, and ultimately a very dangerous situation. The alternative is to have the referendum, to embrace what is going to happen, to become part of this transformation, to renew ties to the Western world and the rest of the world, and to try to build a different future. And I think that I think President Bashir has appropriately decided that his better course is to engage and be involved on the right side of history in this case.
In anticipation of the vote, I know that Washington has offered carrots to the Khartoum regime and President Bashir, including removing Sudan from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. But you must have in the back of your mind some sticks as well. So what happens if the vote transpires, if there is a vote for independence, North and South split, and then President Bashir does nothing? What alternatives do you have?
Well, the alternatives obviously are a ratcheting up of sanctions, a continuation of the sanctions that exist, which, given their debt situation and other challenges they face, the downside from that is just enormous. And I really believe that the upside potential is great enough that we can all hopefully see a moment of significant history.
There is an interest worldwide in having stability in Africa, but what is the core investment that the United States has there, that Washington has in a peaceful transition, if there is to be one in Sudan?
As we all know, Al-Qaeda in Arabia is operating out of Yemen, which is not far away from here. Somalia is a near neighbor, and we all know the record of what has happened there and of the cost to shipping because of pirating that takes place. I think to simply leave this to its own devices would be irresponsible, reckless, and dangerous policy that ultimately could come back to haunt us in many different ways.
Okay, thank you. U.S. Senator John Kerry heads the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He joined us from Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, with an upcoming election there this weekend. Senator, thank you.
Thanks very much. Take care.